So my adventurism, my sense for, well, let's face it, perfection, tested me a little bit this afternoon because I've got two delicious coffees that I've known, but I just want to taste them side by side. So what did I do? Filter coffee is the name of the game for this test. So yes, I might be a bit OTT, over the top for some, for home brewing, but I don't think I am, because here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, we're honoring roasters, we're honoring beans, we're honoring farmers. And so having two sets of V60s, having two sets of scales, having one scale actually has a timer on it, the other scale doesn't have a timer on it, but, well, we'll turn a blind eye to this because all this paraphernalia can kind of add up to quite a bit of money. But let's not go there. Let's go for perfection. Let's go for honing the palate. Let's go for understanding what's happening in different coffees, different areas in the world. So my curiosity just pushed me to, do this experiment. I couldn't do a recording live there and then because my hands were busy just pouring around the world on both of these coffees. So what am I testing tonight, or what have I tested? And I say tonight, well, it was kind of 5:45 and now it's 6:00. I still have those very coffees in front of me in my lovely double-walled glasses that I use and I love using for V60s, for brewing filter coffees. So, Campbell and Syme, you're probably familiar with them. New kids on the block, not so new anymore. Last year they were new, this year they're not so new anymore. And they're doing really, really well. North London is where the roastery is based. Campbell and Syme, I've got here a Tanzanian Blackburn Estate. Forest something. I can't read the second bit of it, but it's an AB coffee. It's a washed coffee. So, Africa. The other coffee I have here from Shrewsbury, Aroma and Teas. This is a Rainforest Alliance El Salvador. Totally different place on this globe that produces such amazing coffees. Again, this is well, they're roasted round about the same time, so that comparison was quite fair. This is a natural, however. So, there has to be a difference already because of the process kind of giving you a difference on the mouthfeel in particular. So I was really interested to do these two coffees side by side. As I said, I was really tested, but I had everything set up perfectly. I had my lovely jug that I use with a very fine swan-like neck that I can really very finely let water trickle and saturate the grinds before I then continue. So I always let pre-infusion happen a little bit so that all the grinds are really nicely saturated. Patting down the bloom a little bit is important too, making sure that none of the grinds kind of creep up on the inside of your filter, of the paper on the V60. So all this was taken care of meticulously. You know me here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. I am meticulous because, well, you know, the better you cook, the better you prepare, the better things will taste. The same applies to coffee, and of course the better your ingredients. So we're talking specialty coffee, we're talking Arabica beans, of course. And so this side by side was extremely interesting. The Campbell and Syme Blackburn Estate Tanzanian washed coffee, such an easy drink. I'm gonna take another sip just to remind me, and especially to kind of detail the difference between these two coffees. And of course, there has to be a difference. They are continents apart, these beans, and the process being different as well. So if you want to start honing your skills, take coffees that are really worlds apart, distant wise and maybe process wise. So this is so light, so fruity, so clean, such an easy drink. This Tanzanian and Blackburn Estate, believe me, a very, very famous estate that does delicious, delicious coffees. The Rainforest Alliance El Salvador coffee, don't have too much information on that, where it's actually from. Which farm, we only know that it's grown in the mountainside. And it's got a cool climate, the altitude is quite high, and it says it's a delicious, refreshing flavor. Well, this it is, but I must say, because I've already had a sip, I must say, next to the Tanzanian Blackburn Estate, it is maybe not as light as one would have it on its own, but with the comparison, and I'm taking a sip here, it is a bit heavier, it is a bit more coffee-like, if that makes sense. Because, I tell you what, the Tanzanian Blackburn could get away with being very tea-like. It's absolutely delicious. So for the early evening, late afternoon, if you don't really want to have kind of, yes, I've got a kick and it's coffee, but you still want something that's fruity, that's light, that gives you a lot of satisfaction, then the Tanzanian Blackburn from Campbell and Syme is just the ticket for you. I know that the Rainforest Alliance El Salvador, I've also tried it as an espresso and with a bit of milk in the morning in the espresso machine. R58 dual boiler is a very good machine that I have, the Rocket, and it is delicious as an espresso. What really shines there also is that the natural kind of the gloopiness and stuff takes the milk very well. However, the Tanzanian wasn't so good in the espresso machine. The espresso machine didn't like it, spat it out a little bit, because it is very delicate and it doesn't have as much body as an espresso machine likes to have because of the pressure it puts there and puts the beans and the grinds under. Both delicious coffees, both within their own area, I would say. Definitely the Tanzanian Blackburn, a delicious filter coffee. The El Salvador, bit of an all-rounder, I'd say, because it was delicious as an espresso and with a bit of milk. And it is really, really nice in the V60 as well. So I'm also sure that the Tanzanian Blackburn would be lovely maybe in the Siphon, or it would be lovely in the Chemex, because it is so delicate. And the V60, if anything, of those brewing methods that I've just mentioned, gives you a bit more body to the coffee. So I think it was a very fair side by side, that's for sure. And you know, it's horses for courses, it's beans for the occasion, not only for your own palate, but also what time of the day, what are you eating? And I'll tell you something else, what am I eating with it? Well, I have gotten into such healthy eating that I've actually made some brownies with a sweet potato base, cocoa, ground almonds, and it is absolutely delicious. Gives me a bit of sweetness, but not too much. And, well, it's a website I've discovered, Deliciously Ella, and she has a very sweet tooth, but she does delicious things. So I'm eating this at the same time, and I tell you what, that marriage is made in heaven. It's a bit of a threesome, maybe, because I got two different coffees and something to eat. But all in all, a delicious experience. And if it ever takes you, if ever you have the fancy to kind of become more discerning, then do a side by side like that. It's such a lot of fun. And all that remains for me to say is thanks to Campbell and Syme, and thanks to Aroma from Shrewsbury, Master Roaster Andrew from Shrewsbury, from Aroma, and Master Roaster John from Campbell and Syme. What a delightful way of spending an early evening here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ.